your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. With me again, my friend Marty Gallagher and my co-host, Brandy Jackson. How is everybody here this morning?
Superb.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, so today the title, we're going to continue with feminization of men.
Yes.
Or say it more specifically, today we're going to go more to the details of why does it happen and what's the solution. What do you need to do today to counteract this ever-growing rate of feminization among men? I want to say a few words. Because on the title we put chemical feminization. This is one of the worst things that can happen to humans, not just men, men and women alike. But since we started to emphasize the show on men, we'll keep the focus on that. But I want to tell you, any woman on the line right now, you can learn a lot from that too.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, women, in fact, are the first victims for this chemical feminization. Women are much more obviously sensitive to estrogen, more estrogen in the body, more estrogen receptors in the cell, and indeed we know now that there is an epidemic of estrogen-related cancer among women, actually starting young age. And as we said previously, close to 100%, virtually 100% of all women today will suffer this way or another from estrogen-related disorder. It could be excessive weight gain, it could be endometriosis, it could be PMS, okay? It could be other disorders. I don't even want to reach again the tumors, the fibroids, and the cancer, which is epidemic among women today.
How about amongst men, Ori?
Now, let's go back to men. That's a good question. The men, men, because many of them are not aware of the problem of estrogen in their body, the female hormone estrogen, are not aware that one of the main reasons they get stubborn fat in the belly, for example, and they cannot remove it, most likely has to do with excess of estrogen, the female hormone in the body. Like women who would suffer close to 100% from estrogen disorder, virtually 100% of men today are prone this way or another, at a certain point in their life, later on, to suffer from prostate enlargement. The rate of prostate cancer today is still ever-growing. It's not reducing in spite of medication. We show you the stats last time. I don't mind to repeat it again. There's a drop of staggering 20% in sperm count in only one generation and 20% drop in testosterone in one generation. We are not the same. The average male today is not the same male as his father.
Ori, can you address the issue of estrogenic poisoning and the prostate?
Yes, of course. What happens today is that every year, statistically and conservatively, I would say that the industry drops 1,000 new chemicals to the environment. These chemicals penetrate our fields, our crops, our food, our water, and our product, including our house product. You don't see them, but they're there. Large percentage of these chemicals are called hormonal disruptive chemicals, out of which the vast majority are petrochemicals that can mimic, have shown to mimic, in the structure and action, the female hormone estrogen. So now we have been bombarded, I would say, on the last 80 years, on the last 50 years more than ever, and now every year more and more, with ever-growing amount of chemicals, industrial chemicals, which are non-regulated, and they mimic the female hormone estrogen, that create chemicals that have penetrated everything around us, the air, the machines, the gas around us, the fumes, the products, the food, the water.
The food we
eat. I'm going to cut you off, you guys, but we do have a caller. If you want, do you mind if we go ahead and take the caller now?
Sure, go ahead.
John calling in from North Carolina.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I've got a question. It might be slightly off. It's on the thyroid.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with having a hyperactive thyroid.
Okay.
And I guess the three solutions to that aren't really all that good. Burning it out, lobectomy, or taking medication for the rest of my life. I was wondering, is there something I can do with a particular diet change?
How long have you been diagnosed with hyperthyroid?
Well, I just got the results like 2 weeks ago. I assume I've had it for a very long time, but I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you called me. Listen, legally, we cannot treat you, definitely not over the phone.
Right.
But I can only give you an advice.
Okay.
I know a few cases that suffer like you. Hyperthyroidism have a lot of reason, but it's rare. Usually people suffer from the opposite.
Right.
The first thing I would do, I would do another diagnosis, second opinion, just in case.
Okay.
The second thing, know that hyperthyroidism could be a symptom of stress. It could definitely be a symptom of stress or something that trigger right now your thyroid. That does not mean that this is a degenerative disease that will stay for the rest of your life. You understand?
Right.
I would give it a chance, in fact, a few weeks or a few months to recover. In a second, I'll show you what to do. But please refrain from using any radioactive, you know, they basically burn your thyroid with radioactive material.
Right. Yeah.
Please don't do it. It's a lethal way. It's a brutal way. And you may suffer the consequences, depending on pill, you may lose your hair after that. Please do not do it. Don't do it to yourself. Let me ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Do you feel the symptoms, or is it like you just were diagnosed? Do you feel like hypertensive, body heat, losing weight and everything, or is it that you just diagnosed?
I was just diagnosed with it. I told the doctor I was feeling just a little bit more fatigued than normal, but I'm not losing weight, although I've been trying to gain weight through various strength
right.
training and increasing my eating. That doesn't go so well, but I don't have anything severe. Like I had a girlfriend of mine who had this, and she lost a dramatic amount of weight, lost
yes.
hair. I mean, she
yes.
went through a lot of stuff. I don't have that.
Okay. Your name is John?
Yes.
John. I wouldn't worry too much about that because worrying is part of the problem. Thyroid, even though not a steroid hormone, it reacts together with other hormones, like a cocktail. It works on the body very similar to a steroid hormone, but it is not a steroid hormone. You understand?
Yeah.
So stress, basically cortisol, could affect thyroid. If it's slightly elevated, it's not something to worry about it too much at that point. What I recommend you to do is the following. Keep doing your exercise, okay? Keep eating your meal properly, do the recovery meal as you do, but as a general term, come to our website, check the Warrior Diet. I think the eating cycle that gives you a break for 8, 12, or even sometimes 18 hours a day when you undereat will definitely attenuate your thyroid. It's mostly guaranteed. Most likely it will attenuate the thyroid actually within a few days. And at night, when you eat your big meal, try to go lower on the food chain as much as you can. Cut out meat. Cut out anything that could be very reactive. Cut out wheat. These could be things that stimulate a overactivity.
Okay.
Do not use any whey protein isolate or casein. Okay?
How about soy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I've stayed away from soy altogether just because it seems to be there's one camp of people out there that think it's extremely bad. Others think it's okay. And I just said, I don't really need it, so I'm not going to use it.
You do not need it. Do not take a chance. Use whole food. Don't be afraid of fat. Fat is very good for you. You can eat whole dairy, eat cheese. You can eat butter. I'd rather you have than olive oil. Take the omega-3 oil, the anti-inflammatory, and calming down. It could be something to do with stress. If we had more time, John, I will explain to you how does it happen. Also, make sure that your salt intake is coming from a whole salt and not from sodium chloride.
Right. Yeah.
Do not use table salt.
I don't use any table salt.
Good. What kind of salt do you use?
My wife sometimes has a kosher salt or a sea salt.
Okay, no kosher salt. It's the same crap.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Sea salt could be contaminated. Go for either rock salt or Himalayan salt. It has
okay.
a higher balance of minerals, and your thyroid has a direct connection to the ion channels in the body. If one of your minerals is in balance, it could affect the thyroid. Bottom line is this, John. You're not that bad. In fact, slightly elevated thyroid is not the end of the world.
No,
okay?
Actually, I'd rather be on my side than the other side, actually.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you call. Don't let them mutilate you, okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And take a second opinion. First of all, do what I ask you to do for a week or something. Okay?
Actually, I do. I'm scheduling another appointment for in 2 weeks to have it.
Very good.
Again.
Very good. So, John, first of all, follow the warrior diet, really by the book.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Go low on the food chain. Send me an email in a week or two. How do you feel? And you'll be surprised that the second result, the thyroid will balance on the high normal. That means you're fine. You're more than fine.
Oh, one more question.
Sure.
I read through the anti-estrogenic diet book, which
yes.
was my first experience into your books. And reading through the, like a cleanse phase, like that first week, is that something that I should do, is go ahead and...
The first week is awesome. In fact, it's a good idea. Well, it's like with a warrior diet, basically. Yes, you go low on the food chain, you incorporate some kind of a detox, but in your case, I recommend you to incorporate raw almonds or raw pecans. Pecans are very good in North Carolina, in
okay.
the South. So basically, raw pecans or all walnuts as a fuel. Do not use grain for 1 week, okay?
Oh, that's going to be a tough one, but okay.
Well, 1 week, that's all.
Yeah.
Try to shift, or at least most of the week, and see how it affects you. After that, you can go back to whatever you do.
John.
If you use grain, then use oats or barley.
John.
Okay.
John,
yes.
Can you hear me? You got to stir up the cornbread and fried chicken, brother.
Yeah. Actually, my weakness is I bake. I like to bake cookies. I'm into baking, so I use a lot of unfortunately, I use a lot of white sugar and flour.
Well, that can stimulate. Listen, carbon sugar can rock stimulate your thyroid. I can tell you right now.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was my problem too. There.
Yes, basically, but eventually, you know what can happen if you keep overstimulated. It can shut down within couple of weeks or couple of months, and you suffer exactly from the opposite. I saw cases like this.
Okay.
So my recommendation, you like cookies, that's fine. Leave it alone for now. Train your body to go low. I mean, there are things obviously much more important than the cookie, and I
right.
fully appreciate where you stand.
Right.
But understanding the problem is the most important thing. No, sorry, it's one thing. The most important thing is follow with an action. So, Marty, do you have anything else to say here on the case?
No, man, you've got this thing covered like a blanket, Roy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
John, send me an email
okay.
in a week or two from now.
All right.
I'm really, really like to see what's happening, because I do believe that you're going to see in 2 weeks from now, to your surprise and the doctor's surprise, that your thyroid will stabilize.
All right. I can send it to you. I'll send you the numbers that my TSH numbers were, and hopefully they'll improve for my next reading.
So it was only the CTSH or also the T3?
He didn't give me a T3. He gave me a TSH and a T4.
You know what? That's not complete. John, you can send me an email or call me to the office. We can discuss it.
Okay, I'll send you.
I'll be happy to help you.
Is your email address on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck with it, John.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye.
We're getting ready to go into a break. Thank you, John, for calling in. We'll continue with The Warrior Within right after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome again to The Warrior Within. Let's continue with the subject. We said that chemicals penetrate everything, everywhere, the food, the water, the product that we use, the supplement that we take. How do we detect these chemicals? How do we avoid them? Very difficult. In fact, one of the deadliest, most estrogenic chemicals is in a material, Martian brandy, that we constantly use because we cannot avoid it. It's plastic. Everything almost that we touch today is either wrapped with plastic or been packed in a plastic bag. In many cases, plastic bottles have been left to the heat during the summer, and the leakage of certain kind of compound called paraben or plasticizer like bisphenol A can leak into the plastic, and we feel it in the taste, yet we still drink it. Bisphenol A on this paraben have shown to have a serious demasculating effect, a reproductive destructive effect, chemical castrating effect on other species, yet it's almost unregulated today, and it's everywhere. So what can we do? What's happening? Let's go to our grocery. You go to the store. Everything looks cozy and nice. You look left and right, nice greens, you know, produce. You see fruits and vegetables and broccoli, and it all look great. Let me tell you, if it's not a granite, it's not great. This is a steal. There is a steal and a hidden obstacle there to your health. And it's the pesticizer or insecticizer or herbicizer which farmers are using now to increase the life shell. And in fact, I'm not sure that organic even looks better or organic even tastes better. Quite honestly, it's arguable. But I can tell you that it's choosing organic is one way to avoid it. Furthermore, there are certain kind of food that promote estrogen inherently. We talked about soy. Soy by itself, the bean, is quite innocent, quite honestly. The isoflavone that promote estrogen in edamame, for example, are not biologically active. The body needs to activate them through a serious process of digestion, and it's going through a certain kind of transformation to be basically bioactive, and the liver can do a very good job in utilizing and basically conjugating or neutralizing this natural compound. However, processed soy could be detrimental to your health. As much as the good thing that you heard about it, I show in the anti-estrogenic book the bad things. Dairy.
No, I just wanted, I hate to cut you off, but when I know that you know, you love taking callers or calls from the listening audience, and we do have another caller on the line, Bill from Lexington, Kentucky. Are you
okay? Sure.
Call now?
Go ahead.
Great. Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
The show.
Fine. How are you?
Okay.
Do you have a question for you, Marty?
Yeah. Can everybody hear okay?
Yes.
Okay. My question was going to be on testosterone. Now, the prior caller is probably, I'm related some to that call also, but I have been able to get my testosterone levels back up by taking an injection. The question I had is, and I'm 67 years of age, will I be able naturally to keep my testosterone levels up without having to take shots?
That's a very good question. You're right now 67?
Yes.
Well, 67 is not an old man by any means. Don't fall to the trap of our current modern society that render men over 60 as an old man. You're not old, and historically men can get laid and have babies when he's 80 years old. I mean, it's not a joke. So, the point is this. Once you put the injection of testosterone, you take steroids that shut your body mechanism of production of testosterone. Let's put it like this. There's not enough time today, and I think maybe we do one show just for men testosterone. But if you have to understand that there are a few variables that affect your testosterone during aging. One of them is conversion of estrogen, testosterone to estrogen. This is an undeniable process that happens through a certain kind of enzyme. It's called aromatase enzyme, and it occurs in most cases in fat cells. So basically, during aging, much of your testosterone converts to estrogen. But at the same time, the body does produce testosterone, maybe less, but not to the point that it's detrimental. Every time you take steroid or injection, the body gets a signal that you don't need to produce any more testosterone. So it shut down its own production, you understand, in the testicles. So the solution is the following. Our body, and I wrote about it in both the Warrior Diet book and the Anti-Estrogenic Diet book, there are many methods, but there are two major ways to tackle this. First of all, clean your diet, look at the Warrior Diet book, and really follow the eating cycle that men are supposed to follow. Number two, choose the fuel food. Choose the food that boosts testosterone. Number three, besides this major, drop the injection and try to go natural at least for a few weeks or a few months before you decide to put anything else, okay? Here's the thing. There are certain kind of food that promote testosterone. And the most notable one are those, again, low on the food chain, like raw nuts and seeds. For example, raw almonds or raw pumpkin seed, raw walnuts could do a wonderful job for you. There are certain kind of compound in the fat, called phytosterols, that have shown in other species and us, some of them, beta-cystosterone, to convert into testosterone in the body. Beside that, any fatty food, if you follow the Warrior Diet, it showed you how to combine food, you can enjoy the taste of a good old whole cheese, and stuff like this. These are all good testosterone-promoting foods, okay?
Corey,
yes.
Can I jump in here just a minute? Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think a lot of guys my age, your age and my age, they get on the injectable testosterone merry-go-round, and they feel fabulous after they get those first couple of injections.
Yes.
Now, I don't. I do not feel any better at all.
Okay, well, actually, that might be a blessing. What happens is a lot of guys our age, they do feel better, but the problem is that it never ends. In order to recreate the feeling of wellness, in order to get that feeling of vibrancy, they have to continue the injections. And of course, the question becomes, are you going to get injected for the rest of your life? And to me, that's problematic, and it's not something that I personally would be willing to do. Did you have some sort of a debilitation, or was there some sort of episode that led you to this?
Well, just an overall sense of not well-being, and has been going on actually for a long time.
Right.
And I do know that, you know, my T3s are low, and I've been taking Armour Thyroid, and that has not brought them up. I've changed to something that is a compound with more T3s and less T4s in it.
Okay.
But there is, I can absolutely tell nothing on those, taking those injections. I did take a little over a year ago, the doctor, an aging doctor, had me on testosterone that was a salve, and it brought my testosterone level up also, and I stopped all treatment, and it went back to its original level that it was prior to that. And it's at this time that I've started the injections. It's supposed to be a biologically, but it's not totally natural, I don't believe. And I think I'm talking about 15, I've been on it, I think, about 14 or 15 weeks. And
okay.
So it's got the levels up, total up to about 1,200 and free up to 180 to 200 or something. But there's no change in my feelings whatsoever.
Okay, let me ask you a few questions. First of all, do you take any medication?
No.
Did you take anything again, like Proscar or some kind of prostate or hair loss medication?
No, never. And prostate appears to be fine.
Okay, that's good.
Estrogen is a little bit higher. I think I've forgotten the number, but it's not real high, but it's a little bit higher than maybe what optimal should be.
You know, that's what I recommend you to do. Obviously, we can talk much more about this. This is what I recommend you to do.
Okay.
First of all, again, look at the Warrior Diet or the anti-estrogenic diet. Follow,
and
follow
I have,
the first
I am,
weeks.
I have,
Move
I have your book.
To the second week, okay?
And do, I'm sorry, do what?
Look at the Warrior Diet or the anti-estrogenic diet. There is a diet plan there.
Yes.
Try to move as fast as possible to the second phase. The second phase is hormonal promoting a diet, basically. It shows you how to shift again to this primate raw fat fuel, like nuts and seeds, as your primate source of fuel. Build you up, keep your metabolic rate high, and it may even push your thyroid. You see, every time your thyroid is low, your testosterone may go down with it. I told you, thyroid is a major regulator of other steroid hormones. But you're not in any clinical position, because otherwise you would feel the difference. Also, it could be, do you exercise regularly?
I used to a lot. I haven't recently, but I've started doing your exercises that's in your Warrior Diet book.
Thank you. Good choice. However, try not to exceed, as I wrote, the 30 minutes a day, okay?
No, I've cut back. And I used to do aerobics of 3 miles per day, 6 days a week, but I stopped all of that.
I think it's a very good decision. It could be that your long drilling aerobic could have contributed to the low thyroid.
Yeah, that is a possibility. That
go for intense stuff. Don't go mediocre. Are you rather walk intense, even 10 minutes a day, than 30 minutes mediocre, okay? Just push yourself right. Have the right recovery meal. We provide, actually, and make sure that you don't touch anything estrogenic. Make sure you do not let estrogen penetrate your body right now. Okay?
Now, I've tried to be very careful and watch that, but, you know, it is difficult. But I have tried to watch that.
We show you in the book exactly how to do it. We also provide you with herbs that counteract the chemicals and your own estrogen. It is very important you should do it. If you can follow like 3 or 4 weeks like this, okay, send me an email or give me a call. I'd like to know the follow-up and get off the steroid. Regardless to anything else, the fact that you don't feel a change in your mood or anything, that's a sign that you may not need it. Listen, everybody has ups and downs. We do mistakes, we correct them. And our hormones, especially testosterone, our sex androgen, can be influenced by our behavior.
Right. Now, specifically, which of your products would you recommend?
The EstroX. There's no question.
Yeah. Right.
We have something, it's called the Tenacious Fat Solution, but it's designed actually for men to do the same thing that you're looking for now. It's designed to balance your estrogen and boost your testosterone at the same time. You understand?
Yes, yes.
And I recommend you look at the book, jump right to the program, look how you can reach as soon as possible after a few days to the second phase. In fact, I can tell anyone else right now, if you're a man and you want to know what is the panacea, what is the diet panacea to lean down, get stronger, and boost your libido and boost your testosterone, I can tell you, it's a lot of vegetables. It's good protein, fresh protein, rather not meat, okay? Dairy, eggs, fish, great. And most importantly, your fuel should come for nuts, raw nuts. Almonds, the best. This simple combination of vegetable, good protein, nuts, cannot fail. And build your body. Start to gradually increase the fuel that you take. High calorie promote testosterone. Regardless of anything that you hear, be on a low fat, be on a low calorie, be moderate. Testosterone do not like moderation. Testosterone like extremities, heavy lifting, high fat. That's the way to go. But build your body regularly. When you go to train, right, you don't jump immediately to lift 100 pounds when you're just a beginner. What you do, you build yourself gradually until your body can handle it. And the same thing with nutrition. So I can tell you, any man here, young or old, this is the panacea. There are things that could always work for us, and there are things that do not. As for the EstroX, the herbs that we produce, I think in today's world, man has to take them. We are constantly being exposed to this feminizing chemical that shatter. I'm telling you, Bill, you're not the only one. People suffer younger. I know younger guys who already suffer from that. So
now you're I took maca for 2 weeks before, and it did absolutely nothing
for me. Of course,
why
can he do anything? Maca is a story, but some kind of hucksters, right, Marty?
Yeah.
They come with stories, they put a label, and you think that maca can do anything. The maca that you buy probably is far away from the maca that came from Brazil or something.
Well,
but even then, there's no evidence that maca ever work.
Okay, Mike Mahler said that your product, your Warrior, I've forgotten which one, rice,
yes,
your rice brand,
yes,
would do the same things and maybe better. Would you recommend that also?
I recommend to take the rice brand, the rice germ that we use, because it's a powerhouse of packing a phytosterol. Remember I told there's some compound in fat that promotes testosterone?
Yes.
This rice have one of the highest concentration in nature, together with all these natural occurring cofactor, vitamin E, vitamin A. Yeah, just before we close here, vitamin A is testosterone-boosting vitamin. Don't buy the synthetic one. Best sources, germs, like rice germ, very good source, wheatgrass or wheat germ, and even though I'm not so much for that, for the collateral damage, it's worth it. Cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is an awesome source of vitamin A. But
now, I take cod liver oil regularly.
You do?
Yes.
So you cover it with the vitamin A. Now you need to follow with the other instruction. Take the estrogen inhibitors, the EstroX. Really take yourself like two serving a day, okay, just to protect it. Follow the diet that I'm telling you. Vegetables, good protein, and good fuel, okay? Send me emails in a week or something. How does it affect you? In my opinion, 3 to 4 weeks, you're going to see the difference. Definitely the difference. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
And also report me on the amount that you take, okay?
Okay.
We may like to bring you in the next show to show what happened when you really follow the right diet and exercise.
Okay.
Beautiful. Good luck with this deal.
Thank you very much. You do great work.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, let's come back to the subject. We just touched the area of how it's important for men to nourish himself and exercise like a man. Unfortunately, we live in a world which is very feminizing. We talked about it before. You go to any gym, you see how people exercise. I don't want to say it's disgusting, but it's definitely not manly. So go intense. Walk nonstop. In fact, there is more and more evidence that when you train intensely, intensely nonstop, the body gets a signal to improve muscularity like nothing else. It will improve everything that you do. Nothing can be isolated. Let me tell you, if you suffer from diabetes, you're in a problem. You have insulin resistant, hypertension, anything. If your liver is congested, eventually it will take down your sexuality. You want to build a body which is in a prime condition. You want to fix everything around. I recommend you to go to the website, our website, check the free information, see the herbs that can help you, see the diet that can help you. I just mentioned what kind of a diet. When you do grocery, spend a few more dollars in organic if you can. Do not be afraid of fat. Fat is good for you. Fat is good for men. Low calorie, anything that shows slim, light. What's the other word, Marty? Lean.
Oh, they got a million of them
out
there.
No sugar, low sugar, low fat.
Stay away from that. Do not eat fake food.
No cholesterol.
Yes. Do not eat fake food. If you want to go for the meat, eat real hamburger. If you want to get a real steak, eat real good beef steak, okay, rather from grass-fed.
Let me jump in on that because top chefs agree that there is, in fact, a significant taste difference between organic and this commercially raised food trash that you get in the grocery store. The fact that top chefs will pay exorbitant amounts of money for range-free chicken, for, you know, fruits and vegetables grown without pesticides, take a clue from them. The taste is better, no doubt about it. So if I know that you might have to pay a few cents per pound more if you're purchasing organic food, but it's worth it both as a, in the health sense and also in the taste sense.
Without a doubt, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, that was a big thing for me. I know when I switched over to organic, I was, you know, a little bit nervous. I'm a single mom and, you know, paying the extra cost, but I tell you what, I wouldn't go back. The taste is phenomenal. And just the knowledge that I'm doing something better for my body, it really does make a difference in how you feel about yourself.
You know what I'm thinking, both Marty and yourself, Brandy?
Yes.
It's your way of life. Why would you switch from something that works? Once things are working and you're in the habit of cleaning yourself and doing a very, you know, clean, right, why would you switch away from that?
Well, this is the thing, Orion. This is the thing I find most fascinating is that, you know, again, I mean, I love what you teach because it really goes back to start listening to your body. What makes sense to you? How do you feel when you eat certain things? But so many people are ingrained by, you know, the media that we don't listen to our own bodies. We're waiting for the media to tell us next what our body should or shouldn't feel. And because of that, you know, obviously it's all for them for a profitable gain. And I say all that to say this, is that, you know, I mean, we don't promote what's best for our body. I mean, we will look at, you know, we need to have a higher octane gas to put in our vehicles. We need to make sure that, you know, we're servicing our cars properly. You know, whatever our various, mechanisms or mechanical things that we have, but we never look at doing that for our body. We put the cheapest, most downgraded resources into our most valuable resource, which is ourselves.
You know why? Because it's convenient to go to the grocery store. You guys live in California. You have a tremendous advantage. You can go to the farmer's market every week.
Well, the interesting thing is that I live in Arizona.
Some places.
The farmer's market here, it's not. It's, you know, I mean, that's the thing is that it's there, but you know, people stop buying that way. They want everything prepackaged. They want it cut, diced, freeze-dried,
right.
Yeah,
and
we do have the advantage, but unfortunately, people don't take as high advantage of that situation as we should.
And that's why 30% of the country is obese.
That's right.
Yes, but there's a growing awareness today towards green. It's still on the infancy, but it's a growing awareness.
Yes.
And what we want to bring over is not just another organic here, organic there. What we want to bring over here is the clear vision of who you are. What's the most important three biological functions that you need to provide, that you need to fulfill in your body? What's the two biggest dangers that you face today, like radiation and chemical pollution? How to address it? So it's not just being organic, but bringing you the right nutritional products and the right supplement to protect yourself and nourish your body correctly and compensate for the loss of nutrient or for the contamination environment in which we live in, which actually shatter your hormones and make you disabled. Not to mention the anxiety that people suffer from. You know, you look at around you, people tell you, you know, you're crossing the age of 35, you should be concerned. Yes, you should be concerned, but it's not because you crossed the age of 50, 45. Because we live in a world which is getting more and more polluted. That's why. And one of the things that we can do, we can also look at the past. We can look at the past for much more primitive societies who reach much higher health and performance than we do simply because the world was less polluted and much more simple. If life forced them to follow a diet much lower on the food chain, okay, and they didn't even question themselves. That was the way of life. In the Bible time and later on, the elderly were the rulers. They were not sitting in an old house. We're working right now on a story in a book that will hopefully come soon about the secret code or the secret regime of the Spartan people. Let me tell you something about the Spartan. We can discuss it a little bit, Marty. The Spartan were ruled by old men. Old men were still respected as the leader, the old lion of the group, you know. They were not thrown out like it's over or they are senile. They were in power. People learned from them, and it was a society very conservative, but the society that definitely endorsed experience and an old age. Today, we live in a society that really emasculates men, and the older you get, the more you feel sorry about yourself, and you almost like accept defeat.
Yeah, it seems like as you grow older, you become less and less valuable.
Yes, it's not true. Biologically, you can keep improving. Some of the greatest people in history reach the greatest achievement, from artist to musician to politician, where they were allegedly old, okay? It never finished, so don't give up. Go and check the information. Live your life properly. Don't give up an inch. Not today. You really need to do it and teach other people. Go to thewarriordiet.com. Learn about the exercise. Learn about the herbs that protect your, basically, masculinity. Okay? And the last thing for now, I don't know how we left on this segment. It looks
well,
like
actually, you know, it's funny that you say that. We're just getting ready to wrap it up because we basically didn't do our second break because you guys were just having such a great conversation with Bill. So we are going into our final break right now, as a matter
okay.
of fact. So, you know, I guess we'll go ahead and do that now.
We'll follow you with a final break after that.
Exactly. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with The Warrior Within after these messages.
Brett.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. This is our last segment regarding feminization of men and women. Whatever we say here, in a way, relate to women as well. But we got a couple of phone calls, and if there is anyone else with a question, don't hesitate. Call us. We'll address your question.
And
I want to go
866-472-5791 or 866-472-5792. Sorry, Ori.
There are many products today that claim to balance estrogen. In fact, some of them actually promote estrogen. And there are many hawks and fallacies regarding this story. And many of you are physically active people. I know that. I'm getting a lot of emails here. I don't want to talk too much about it again, but I just want to repeat one thing. Do not take protein shakes which are overprocessed or have chemicals inside. Anything synthetic could cause a side effect, even if you don't feel it immediately. Why? Because these are persistent chemicals. Things like sugar alcohol, synthetic sugar alcohol, artificial sweeteners, petrochemicals, additives, preservatives, will start to accumulate in your fat tissue. At a certain point, they can reach a lethal concentration and start to deliver, facilitate, or induce the adverse effect on the body. You suddenly will get this soft belly and you cannot remove it. You suddenly will feel a drop in your libido. God forbid, I hope not. But don't take a chance, especially if you're active. Your food turnover is high. Make sure it's clean. Go and check that your whey protein or milk is chemical-free, pesticides-free. The material are devoid of sugar alcohol, okay?
Ori, I gotta say this. They're gonna pull their hair out if they go to the health food store and try to find that.
Yeah.
I just would tell these folks that are listening out there, with all due respect, if you want these chemically free nutritional supplements, you might as well just get on the Ori Hoffmeckler website and find them there, because you're not going to find them anywhere else, frankly.
Thank you, Marty. I want to conclude with one more thing when it's coming to inhibition of estrogen. I've been working on this estrogen more than 5 years. There's so much research. There's so much complication. Scientists are still researching the mystery of how this estrogen is taking over our bodies, quite honestly. There are even drugs which are called estrogen inhibitors, which some of the vast majority of them have mortal consequences. Actually, they kill people and they cause cancer of the liver. However, just to say briefly, estrogen has been promoted by various kind of promoters. Each tissue has its own unique promoter and mechanism that produce and promote estrogen through the aromatase enzyme. So in order to naturally block estrogen, you need to provide yourself with certain kind of herbs and foods, a complex, a variety, a blend, a stack, that will grant you a total body defense, not one thing at a time, not just crising, not just dindolimetan. Don't think that just eating broccoli you solve the problem, but the whole thing together, because there are different conditions and different tissues, and if somebody is already having a tumor, then it's one mechanism that promotes estrogen, and if it's a cancer-free, then it's another mechanism. But amazingly, nature provides you with a stack of estrogen inhibitors that attack all these mechanisms at the same time and provide you a defense. Another amazing thing, this diet did exist in the past. So what we provided you now is with nutrition supplement herbs that will start to restore the nutritional defense that you've been receiving over 2,000 years ago and more. And that's a very important fact. Instead of going to shop for 12 different kind of things, you know what is the anti-estrogenic food, okay? You know what is the anti-estrogenic herbs. Take them all together, and you're already 99% inside, just maybe 95. Exercise is very important. Exercise, especially intense exercise, have shown to lower estrogen, both for male and female. It's a very, very good way, regardless to any diet, to lower estrogen, okay, and actually fix your body, fix your insulin, reduce blood, high blood pressure, blood lipid. Is to exercise, and especially when you exercise with minimum food inside your stomach. You trigger the body an intense detoxifying activity. I know that many of you have learned that you need to eat something before to fuel your body. We talked about before. But here's another advantage of the warrior diet or this control fatigue training approach. Don't worry if you leave instead of 200 pounds, you leave only 150 pounds, okay?
Corey, that's a fallacy. I exercise all the time without food in my stomach, and there's no detriment to performance. If anything, it's performance enhancing, and I think that these people out there should just understand and accept that. You don't have to eat. Give yourself permission not to eat before you exercise.
I agree with you. I'm getting a lot of emails of people say that they feel a little bit, on the edge when they don't eat before.
Tell them to man up out there, Ori. I don't know. To me, that seems just another symptom of this feminization we've talked about. Oh, I have to get something to eat before I exercise. Otherwise, I just don't feel right. Too bad. Get on out there and let's hit it. Sorry.
I agree with you, Marty. But the thing is, it's coming down to one thing. Train your body to reach this point. If you're like most people, and I'm not trying to insult any of you personally, but if you're a food and drug addict, that means you cannot basically keep your energy unless you eat every 2 hours. You're in a problem. You've got to start training your body to restore its right energy production. And in fact, Marty is right. You're going to produce much more energy when you don't eat.
I think when you say that, though, Ori, I think a lot of people that are used to doing that, if they, they don't understand that, yes, initially it's going to be a change and you are going to feel different, but it's just like anything. You're going to work through it. It does change. It does get better.
Some people have a habit of eating a pint of Häagen-Dazs before they go to bed.
Exactly. I mean, even just from my own experience, eating all the time. I mean, I felt worse eating all the time than I do now.
Well, right.
And I don't eat usually until, after 11. I mean, I just really monitor and listen to what my body tells me now. And
give yourself permission to eat less.
I'm sorry?
Give yourself permission to eat less or to not eat at all.
Without a doubt. But I'm saying, we're just so ingrained now that we don't want to feel anything that may be, different to our bodies. We want to always have this warm fuzzy. There's nothing wrong with feeling hunger. Not starvation, but hunger. You're going to go through a process, and I just think that, people, they run from that. As soon as they start feeling hunger, oh, my gosh, oh, I've got to eat. Oh, this isn't working for me.
Well, how are we supposed to get these people to change their physique when they want to be so soft and cuddly all the time?
That's my point.
I totally agree.
It's not an easy process.
But let's put things in proportion. The time not to eat is during the day, during the working hours.
Exactly.
You should give yourself the permission to overeat and enjoy as much as you want from all the food list that you're allowed to when it's the time to eat, which is at night.
Absolutely.
I mean, be extreme, especially as a man. Manhood is about extremities. It's about fighting, and it's about protecting, okay? It's about aggression, and it's about defending. It's about action. It's about rest, okay? It's about under-eating or fasting and overeating. You will respond very good for that. Just allow yourself to follow this.
As always, we had another wonderful show this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Ori, did you have any last, like, two words you can say before we wrap up?
Go for more information to www.warriordiet.com.
We'll hear
you next week with our guest, Udo Erasmus.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.